Message this hour is the power of expectation. Second part of it. The power of what? Expectation. Power in Greek means dynamics. Power means the ability to effect a change. That's what power means. Expectation is a confident belief that a particular thing will happen. A part of expectation, therefore, means the ability to change a situation by what you are looking forward to happening. Life is all about expectation. If you expect the wrong things, you keep having wrong things. If you expect positive things, you keep having positive things happen in your life. Every man's expectation is what he will manifest at the end. Don't allow circumstances you're going through determine your expectation. Because expectation is the mother of manifestation. It is vital to taking delivery of whatever God has said in His word. Whatever you receive is a function of what you have been expecting. It is what you expect today that you receive tomorrow. If you expect wrong things, you keep having wrong things. And if you expect good things will keep happening. May your expectation be in line with God's word. And lack of expectation can bring about frustration. Because if you expect nothing, you get nothing. Expectation is so powerful that it determines the delivery of the results of life. And in the first service, I talked about the strongholds of expectation. I said, what are the things that you need to be in line with expectation? Number one, you have to have understanding of God's word if you have expectation. And said, number two, you have to have faith. You have to have what? Because faith works with expectation. It's a faith, so that things hope for evidence of things, nothing. So your hope is your expectation. Is that clear, sir? What you hope for is your expectation. So faith will not work without expectation. The two work together. Is that clear? And then I said, number three, expect to receive. Expect to what? Receive. Many give, but do not expect anything. In their giving, they give very well, but they expect nothing. I was not taught to expect. I only knew about giving, but I didn't know about receiving. All I knew was giving, but I didn't know, not too long I knew about receiving. I was not a good receiver, I was a good giver. And I'm still a good giver, but I was a poor receiver. I felt receiving was wrong. That was how my perspective was. When I give, I should not expect anything. No, that's not true. That's not true. He said, give shall be what? So what is God to give to you if you give? So I should expect that when I give, I should also receive. Receiving does not necessarily mean that it was physical. It can be wisdom, ideas. Is that clear, sir? When Solomon gave, what did he expect? Wisdom. And God added riches. When God himself gave, what did he expect? You and I. Is that true? Can a woman go to the delivery room, labor room in the world? Would you just go without expecting to have a child? No. When you confess your sin, don't expect forgiveness? When you pray, don't expect God to answer? So life is full of what? Expectation. The whole Bible is all about expectation. When I pray to God, what do I expect? Answer from God. So if I expect nothing, I get nothing. Is that clear, sir? Glory to God. It's so powerful that when you give, that Peter asked Jesus the question, and now that we have left all to follow you, I wouldn't expect anything. Jesus said, look, no man that has left anything, house, brothers, sisters, wife, that you expect to also what? Receive a hundredfold. So that's how powerful expectation is. I've been looking at some reasons people have low or negative expectation. Some reasons people have low or negative what? Expectation. Some reasons people have low or negative what? Expectation. Number one, unpleasant past experiences. Unpleasant what? Some people form expectations due to their past negative experiences. What they have gone through in life forms their expectation. They feel that because of what they have gone through, that's how life will be. But hear what the Bible says in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things. Shall we read together? One to go. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Don't remember your past. Shall we read 19 together? Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Shout hallelujah. God specializes in doing what? New things. So expect new things to happen in your life. The past is gone. You may not be able to do something about your past, but you can do something about your future. Is that clear, sir? So don't allow your past rule your life. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. Yeah, what the Bible said. Brother, I cannot myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, not God. Listen, you will have to do this. What is it you need to do? Shall we read the next part together? Forgetting those things which are what? Forgetting my past. Well, then what do I do next? And reaching forth unto those things which are. I have to let go of my past. It is wrong to base your expectations on your past experiences. Say it's wrong. You must base your expectation on the word of God, not your past experience. That you failed in life does not mean you're a failure. Don't base your next expectation on your past failure. Is that clear, sir? No. Don't even. Your past experience should not make you see life that way. Failure is an appointment to start more intelligently, Paul said. Failure is not a person. It's a life event. True? Now look at Jesus, for instance. Jesus was in a terrible situation, yet his expectation was different. Is that clear? You know, they stripped him naked, put him on the cross, but he had a different what? Expectation. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, hear what the Bible says here. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was what? Set expectation. Joy that was set before him is expectation. Is that clear? Endured the cross, despising what? He did and he sat at the right hand of the throne of God. Say here. His expectation was to occupy the throne of God. And it turned out to be so for him. It shall be so for you too. So no matter the challenges you have faced in the past, expect good things because it's your birthright from God. He said, I will overturn. And what? So things will turn in your favor. Ezekiel 21 verse 27. Say from today, I will not allow my negative past to rule my life. Say it one more time. I put it behind me. It's gone. In the name of Jesus. Make sure you let go of the past if you don't want to pass with the past. Don't allow your negative experiences form your expectation. Is that clear, sir? That a young man said he will not marry you should not form your expectation for the next man coming. That every man you see him as a wicked man. No. Don't allow one girl who jilted you form the expectation of the next girl coming. That you have an experience that was negative does not mean everybody is like that. Is that clear? No. Allow your past to go. Look up to a bright future. Is that clear? It is colorful and it's bright. Shout hallelujah. Number two. Reason why people have low expectation or negative expectation is poor family background. Poor what? Poor family background. Most often, most people develop poor self-esteem and very low expectation because of their poor family background. Poor what? A typical example is the man Gideon. Gideon in Judges chapter 6, 12 to 15 and verse 16. Look at it. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, Thou, the Lord is with thee. Yeah, the Lord is what? Thou mighty man of valor. Is that clear? Shall we read 13? You read 13 together. One to go. And Gideon said unto him, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? You read verse 15. Look at, see where his problem came from. Go for 15. Look at his problem. One to go. Did you hear his problem? No, our family. You know our family. You know our family now? Don't you know you, this boy? The way you are, don't you know our family? Everybody poor. You are making talk. Everybody poor. If it's your mother from the village, you know this other part. See me, oh. But look at verse 16. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. God had to paint a new picture for him. He said, don't look yourself as a man from a poor family. You're a mighty man of valor. Shout hallelujah. He painted a different picture for him to see. The picture you see determines the future you have. Many of us, our family background make us to be and put our back on the ground. Look at Saul, King Saul. You'll be surprised. King Saul, who had the inferiority complex. King Saul had what? Before he was enthroned as a man who became a ruler, he had very poor inferiority complex and poor expectation because of his family background. Let me show you from 1 Samuel 9, 17 to 21. You'll be shocked if he has inferiority complex. When Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold, the man whom I spake to thee of, this same shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for you shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I'll let thee go, and will tell thee all that is in thy heart. Verse 20. And as for the asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on thee? Take note though. And all of thy father's house. Look at 21 carefully. And Saul answered and said, am not I a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribes of Benjamin? Wherefore then speakest thou so to me? Being born again automatically change your lineage. So don't have complex. Don't have what? The family you came from biologically is no longer your lineage. Because if any man be in Christ, all things. In case you came from a poor background, don't allow your bank to be on the ground. You now come from a royal family, the biggest of all families. He has made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Revelation 5, verse 10. Out of every kingdom, tongue, and people, and nation. Brother, say, I'm too loaded. Say, I'm too loaded to be pitied by men. Shall I hear? As last received him today, gave you what? Power to become the sons of God. Even today, we believe what? Understand? Shall I hear? You belong to the greatest and the most powerful family on earth with endless and immeasurable resources. Your father is too rich for you to think that you're from a poor family. Listen. Hear me, oh. Perspective is very, very strong. Perspective is very what? Perspective is strong. Very strong. When most times people from preachers from here go outside the country, they say, boy, If they can find me small dollars, it will be okay. You don't know how passport is strong. I will look at them and say, so you are leaving Nigeria just to go for them to give you dollars. How much would they do? Say, if this three, if I can get $29. I say, is that all you want? That you live here to travel to the West, $29. You're a disappointment. It's what? Perspective. They feel that the dollar has to come from abroad. They don't know that it has to come from above. Dollar does not come from abroad. It comes from above. God is no respecter of persons. Perspective is very strong. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, don't you know I'm from the least? I'm the least in this family. See how they are treating me now? Because I'm a woman. Who told you? Because a woman. He said, in Christ, no male, no female. Galatians 3:28. There's no male, no what? We are one in Christ. So here, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither born nor free. There's neither male nor female. But ye are all one in Christ Jesus. So here, I'm not inferior. Say it one more time. The woman is not inferior to the man. Please take note. You are not, please, all the women hear this, you are not a second class citizen. You are never inferior to the man. Remove that demonic, satanic cocoon thought in your head. You are never inferior to a man. The same blood that bore the man, bore the woman. In Christ, we're equal. In marriage, the man only has power over his wife, not over another person's wife. If a man says, don't tell me, man, say, please, you're a man to your wife. I'm not your wife. No man has right over another woman. He only right over his wife. Some men don't even know it. They say, don't you have a man? Tell him, I know you're a man. I'm also a woman. Please respect me. You have right over your wife. I'm not your wife. You know, because of the things you hear, they affect your mind. Unknowingly, women look and say, it's a man's world. It's a man's world. Don't you say I'm a woman? What now go do now? Let me break it down. Now woman I be now. You want me to contest election? We'll be woman. No way. Perspective. Many women are very happy that they marry presidents and marry governors. I ask them, you can't you be governor? Why must you come and give thanks that your husband is a governor? Is there any position like first lady? No position. They don't vote first lady. You only accompany your president. There's no office. There's no what? They just use it to come. Where you go to vote? Do they have, they say president, deputy, or whatever, vice president? Did they see first lady position where you cast vote? So why will you be dreaming the expectation is only to marry a big man? Won't you be the big person? And somebody hearing me will hit the top. So I have expectation to be the big one, not marrying just a big man. Are you getting what I'm saying? Number three, that affects people. Tradition and misconception. Tradition and what? Misconception. Tradition and misconception. Tradition means certain belief system held sacred by a group of people which usually oppose the word of God. Certain what? Belief system held sacred by a group of people which usually opposes the word of God. That's the tradition. In Mark chapter 7, 8a, 9 and 13. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men. Verse 9. And he said unto them, full well, ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. Many believers have become unbelieving believers because of tradition. Because of what? They have held down. They have been held down in life because of the kind of beliefs they have, which affects the faith, which is the word of God. And negatively, it has negative impact on their lives. It affects their expectations. They just believe that certain things people say is correct. Even when it's not, it's contrary to the word of God. They say, well, people, this is what people say. They can never see what God's word says. Born again makes all the difference. You have to reprogram your mind. Is that clear? And begin to have great expectations. Tradition is very powerful. It's very what? Tradition does not mean just playing masquerade. Any belief system people accept that is not in line with the word of God. Now, I will tell you something that will shock you. Tradition is very powerful. Do you know, and I won't call tribes so you don't misquote me. There are people who, when they have a male child, they give thanks. And when they have a female, they don't thank God. They say, woman, I begin. You don't know how powerful tradition is. So women are waiting. They say, I go born woman, come, they thank God for waiting. There are many people, if they have guests, they say they have not given birth. Today they have a boy, they say, thank God, I don't born boy. It's a traditional belief system. The mind is so punctured that it sees the girl as nobody. And yet most of your boys are the arm robbers. Most times the females are even taking care of the parents when they get old. Most men forget their parents. They spend all their money for their wives. It's the women that take care of their parents. But somebody based on the traditional belief system does not see the girl as a child. He said, I have 3 boys. Others are just nana, naso them be. Because of tradition. Because of what? Do you know in Liberia, what a man is in Nigeria is what a woman is in Liberia. If you have a woman failed child, everything the father has, she inherits it. It's the opposite of Nigeria. Where Nigeria, the man inherits, in Liberia is when you have a female child, you thank God. In Nigeria, even brothers do not give shares to their sisters. Tradition is very bad. They say, nah, if you woman don't get any say for you, this house will not get any say. Now we get away with the inherit our party. I may not come from some tribes. You know the tribes I talk about. So the woman will now be begging them. Say, man, give me one room. Now they say, no, get right here. Now we'll be the man. Oh, thank you. Go carry him to court and sue him. Say, what are they? Nobody say, Papa bonus. Where is it written? If you go to court, you will not win. Because you are all children of the man. Reprogram your mind and begin to have great work. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12 verse 2. Renew your mind with the word of God to have expectation in line with the word of God. Tradition is a very destructive instrument when it comes to expectation. Tradition is a very destructive what? All fingers is a traditional belief. All fingers. It's not scriptural. It's a philosophy of tradition. So if we are not equal, must it be the small finger? why not be the big finger? Why not be the big one? Why must it be the small finger? Why must it be the small one? Why not be the big one? Tradition. Tradition. Tradition can affect you. Do you know the tomorrow? Some people believe tradition more than the word of God. You don't know. They say for our tradition, woman didn't enter house before man. No. And they tell you, woman who enter house before man, a man didn't enter house before woman. No tradition. Thank you. The brother led men to war. No, tradition can keep you captive. Even when God is telling you something, you say, no, our tradition say, that's how our people they do harm. That's how our people they do harm. Our people say, when woman point her for your face, kill one goat. leave church, oh, she will kill goat for pointing finger to my face, one goat. Thank you. My friend, leave all those nonsense. Leave all those what? Nonsense. Tachyon is a very, very demonic. There are churches where women don't climb altar. They say, no woman go cross this side. I say, why? Because now woman should be. As if God does not answer the prayer of unknowingly living women. Do you know that women who don't trust themselves in prayer? They're women. They say, no, I'll be woman. So ask the boy to close the prayer. And there are men who will never say amen when the woman is praying. They say, I go woman, go come pray, me, I go come to say amen. Mary, who gave birth to Jesus, who was she? Thank you. Now, man. Tradition is a destructive instrument. True? If you are not careful, it will hold you captive that your expectation will be wrong. Thank you. Till today, there are men, very, very, who unknowingly tradition, they say, my wife is seeing a message, so this person didn't cook for me. It be not to the door. Are you a witch doctor? You will tell me whether be witch doctor. So when you go market, I take no wood, they see messes, I won't see messes. I go take no now. You know they buy something from them? Thank you. Or when you go to a store, you say, madam, they see your messes. Shout hallelujah. So how will you know? You say, madam, sell me, do you know? Tradition is a demonic force. How do you know now? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Please throw away all those things to the garbage. Amen. Proofs of confident expectation. Proofs of what? These are the proofs that you have strong expectation. When you see these two things, I want to share with you. And I close with them. Proofs of confidence, what? Expectation. Number one, joyfulness and praisefulness. Joyfulness and what? A sure proof that you have confident expectation is overflowing joy in your heart that keeps you praising. Expectancy provoke praise. You are not irrespective of challenges, you are just saying that was what Abraham was doing in Romans chapter 4, verse 20. He said, was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He said, rejoicing in hope, Romans 12:12a. This is how you know that you have confidence. You are, listen, from the days we came to. My wife will be the one because she was the first member of this church. From the days where there was no food, I was laughing. Oh, I don't start laughing now. There will be no food in the house. I knew that a day is coming where food will be surplus. So I will come to church and say, praise God. We have not eaten from morning to night. I won't frown. My expectation was that was just a phase. We are going somewhere. That's how you know that your expectation is very strong. Not smart till you put your hand for everyone to pity you. You say, what happened? The way condition be, eh? And they tell you, for our church, they say, we could not talk like that. We shouldn't talk like that in our church, but you, come. You know, in our church, Papa teaching said, they said, say, it is well, it is well. But it is not well, oh. The way you even look, everybody pity you. Now, one of the proofs is that your look does not show it. Your talk does not show it. Your appearance does not show it. I've been talking like this from the days there was no food. I've come and said, listen, I'm one of the richest preachers on earth. Woo, glory to God. I'm with one suit. It was a black suit. Black. I still know the suit. I can tell you how the suit looked like. Black. I wear today white with red tie. The next day white with brown tie. One kind of brown, whether the color combined or not, you wear according to what is available, not what is called. You don't wear according to design, you wear according to what is available. You don't wear it. And I was not bothered, I was talking with authority. Now you need to see me talk that time. Listen, we're going somewhere. This church is rich. I'm rich. I'm very rich. And I tell you, can never be a poor preacher. I'm rich. So one day will look at me. Same as say rich, your money not getting this. But my expectation was no chair in the parlor. And when you come to my parlor, one day one man came and looked at my parlor. He see, Papa, not here. I said, make it also lie down, green pastures. I said, am I not your pastor? Sit down on top of the AC. No, the AC, the backside. We say, that was it. You sit down. Does that change my anointing? It increased my anointing. Sit down. I was not buttered. We eat rice with palm oil. I ate rice with palm oil to a point, if you give me jollof rice, you have to pray. For happy that to come. I ate rice with what? Once in a while, my wife will poke crayfish. That day is a miracle. Palm oil, you know, you maybe don't understand. Palm oil with rice. Have you ever eaten it before? Palm oil rice. It is jollof in advanced stage. I was not bothered. That's the way you know whether your expectation is very high. I was seeing my tomorrow that my today did not bother me. If you know where you're going, what you're passing through can't bother you. That's a proof of a man with a strong what? Expectation. You don't allow today's circumstances bother you because you know where you are going. You will get there. Then number two, perfect peace and patience. Perfect peace and what? Another sign that you are very confident with your expectation is perfect peace. This means inner calmness, no matter the circumstance. You are not worried over your present situation because you are sure your story will change. Romans chapter 15 verse 13. I want to read the TPT's Passion and the Passion Translation. Now, may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in Him. You are just relaxed. You are not shaken. You are not panicking. You just know things will get better. Rise to your feet. Shout hallelujah. You know, in Isaiah, where we read when we were praying, 26 verse 3, that's why we pray. Isaiah 26 verse 3, where we read when we were praying, it said, thou keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Your mind is on God. Lord, I know you, my future is bright. I don't care what I'm going through. I know that this which you have said must come to pass. Everything looked good. He said, no, it must come to pass. No food, a time is coming when I will give food. No shoe, a time is coming when I will give shoes. No suit, a time is coming when I will give suits. No car, you are tracking, you know what time comes, you give cars. But your mind is stayed on the word of God. Now, I was tracking before. Now, today, will I be tracking? Do you know, I've come to a stage in my life, and if I stand anywhere, even without a car, somebody will stop and carry me. That's, if I say I don't want to enter motor, every street, I just stand like this. So, all the cars moving will stop. So, sir, are you going anywhere? Is anywhere you're going? Can I give you a ride? That is, I just stand, leave all my cars and say, cars, wait. I come to any street, anywhere, and I stand. Someone, stop. Where are you going, sir? Can I give you a ride? But there was a time. So don't allow this what? Bother you. Don't allow this get to you. Focus on the word of God. Because, you know, our problem is that we allow simple things to bother us. And then God, you say, God is able to do above all that we ask or think. So your mind should be focused on the word. Don't expect evil. Never expect what? Expect good things. Please have great expectation. If you expect that you enjoy your marriage, it will happen that way. If you expect that your marriage will be full of confusion, it will happen that way. So stop expecting the wrong things. Expect that you will enjoy this life. Are you wrong? That you will not build for another person to eat. Expect it. That you will not die in the midst of your days. That this life you will enjoy it. Expect it to be so. Are you getting what I'm saying? Anything you expect, that's how it will happen. Expect that you will live good life. You may be trekking now, but expect that you are going to very soon give out cars. Are you hearing me? Lord, all my expectations for the year 2022 shall come to pass. What is happening today, contrary to your word, I cast it down. It must not affect my expectation. Go ahead and pray for yourself. My expectation for the year 2022 must come to pass. As mention what you're expecting. Mention what you're expecting. Mention your expectation. Tell God what you're expecting from Him. Speak to Him in the name of Jesus. What is your expectation? Be specific and say it. My expectation from you is this. Say that. I'm expecting big things. Big things to happen. Great things. Talk to God. Expect great things to happen in my life. I expect big things to happen in my life. Great things to happen in my life. Thank you, Father. May your expectation be granted right now in the name of Jesus.
You are God's most prized possession. Your worth to Him is incomparable. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Not the sin, not the pain, not your shame. Jesus says, "All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out." John chapter 6 verse 37. God is waiting for you with open arms. Come to him as you are. He will give you life, freedom, peace, transformation.
Wherever you are, pray this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Now with my mouth, I declare you Lord over my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name."
Thanks for watching. To watch our live services, visit our website at www.smhos.org. If you want us to pray or counsel you, please call 1-800-273-8255. You can also stay connected through any of our social media accounts. This message was brought to you by Salvation Ministries, home of success.